Dvorak's Slavonic Dance, number 2 in E minor. You heard the Budapest Festival Orchestra led by Ivan Fischer. You're with the Oasis here on the New Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore. Let's get to our daily look at arts and culture. Well, there's a great new article at everythingzoomer.com. 20 reasons to travel in 2020. And don't go thinking this is any kind of average list. Executive editor of Zoomer Magazine and Zoomer's travel expert, Vivian Vassos, put a lot of passion and creative thought into the ideas she presents here. I got a lot out of it. And the piece starts by letting us know that there's a new focus from the travel industry on older travelers, which is always welcome. It also stresses that there's a fresh emphasis on wellness, relaxation, and cultural immersion happening in the marketplace. But in the end, it reminds us why travel is definitely in 2020. Vivian Vassos, welcome to the New Classical FM.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Great to have you back. And I get the impression by reading this piece that you really believe that 2020 is a great time to travel.
Absolutely. Well, I believe any time is a great time to travel. But I think especially right now in January, we're all doing this resolution thing. And I do think that we should all resolve to travel more. And it doesn't have to be far flung. It can be right here in our own backyard with this whole sort of slow travel movement that we're seeing. And I think whether it's biking around wine country in Ontario or taking a train across the prairies, you don't have to go, but just go is the point.
I'm going to mention this in a moment, but I just did a food tour through Quebec City. It was like one of the best things I've ever done in my life.
Well, and this is the key to travel now. The key is traveling with purpose.
Right.
So we've talked about experience, we've talked about transformation, we've talked about these things, but the purpose really is to bring something back with you. So, for example, we're celebrating some birthdays this year. Everybody loves a birthday.
Yeah.
So I'm saying we're going to Vienna to celebrate Beethoven's birthday, 250 years. It's Beethoven 2020.
It is number 2 on your list. It's pretty high up.
It's pretty high up. I think music is really important. Music and travel, especially for the Zoomer readers, the Zoomer radio audience, it really is key. Music is part of culture. It's part of travel. It's a purpose for so many people. We're also talking about heading to Louisiana, because if you love jazz and if you love food, those two combinations are key in that state.
I've always heard that the price point on that plane ticket is a little higher than maybe we're used to. Getting to New Orleans can be a little bit pricey.
It's direct from Toronto.
I mean, what else do you want, really?
That's right.
And then Havana turning 500.
Exactly.
Too, right?
Havana too. And I think this is the thing. Another thing that we're talking about this year is bust out of the mold of just sort of heading straight to the beach. So why not stop in Havana? Experience the history, the music, the dance, the culture that's there, and the food, which, you know, is a bit more varied than you may find on the resort. But then again, it's that extra stop. So why not celebrate Havana's birthday? Or, again, Beethoven's birthday, plus there's cake in Vienna, which we love, Sacher Torte.
Oh, and all the music is just going to be incredible there this year.
Germany as well, he was born in Germany, so they'll be celebrating there.
Of course. And I like to split it up like what you're talking about. Maybe do something really cultural, a little more vigorous, and then have that, you know, time where you really are
absolutely
relaxing.
And the cities, you know, stopping in a city on the way to the beach or on the way to your resort really gives you a much broader idea of the people and the galleries and the art and food and restaurants and local chefs. And I think if you can do that stopover, whether it's Lisbon, Mexico City, Bangkok, these are places that you can get a lot of experience and make a lot of memories in a very short amount of time.
One that spoke to me, number 3 on your list, discovering new destinations. And you've got just a wonderful, it's always fascinating to me, Colombia, Peru, Argentina, places that we maybe wouldn't think of right away.
No, and it's interesting because I've been talking about South America for quite a long time, but it's a slow burn.
Right.
The interesting thing, especially if you are from Ontario or the east of Canada, is there's very little jet lag. The flight's long, but when you get there, the recovery time is a lot easier than even flying to the far west or the far east. So
right.
you don't have a big recovery time. What you do have to keep in mind is the altitude. So there's a lot of tricks and tips that you can take into consideration, but I do believe that these places are the hot new destinations.
We talked about food a moment ago. Always a great reason to travel in my
Argentina,
mind.
Argentina, the food.
You mentioned coffee, whiskey, and chocolate. All great reasons.
That's right. And you know, of course, Switzerland, number one on the chocolate list. But places much closer to home, like St. Lucia, they have a whole chocolate program. Quite a few of their plantations grow chocolate. You can go and experience it, eat the chocolate right there, and stay at the chocolate resorts. There's also, of course, whiskey and wine. We're doing that. But coffee is another interesting thing. Puerto Rico and their plantations are developing coffee experiences. And I'm a bit of a caffeine person myself. And Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic has one of the most incredible coffee roasting and coffee culture scenes in the Caribbean.
One of the great memories I have going to Costa Rica was being on one of their coffee plantations, tasting that coffee. It's like no other coffee I'd tasted in my life.
Well, and you see the bean right from the source. You see it's a plant, and you think about plant-based and how we're all doing this sort of trying to get into this healthy thing. Well, coffee right at the source is a very intense and memorable experience.
It really is. A couple others on your list that we don't have time to get into a lot, but I think the conservation traveling is fantastic.
Animals, wildlife, absolutely. And people, too. We have to remember culture.
Yeah, big time. And hurricane-ravaged areas you're suggesting people head to?
Absolutely. It helps. Every dollar helps. And even Australia now, thinking about Australia, it's not on my list, but thinking about what's going on there, every dollar helps when you travel to these places that have had Mother Nature give them a bit of a slap on the back.
And you're saying flying is actually better in 2020 than it has.
Well, the planes are better. The airplanes that they're building are better. The environment in which you fly is better. The air quality, the lighting, the flight times are a lot quicker. And yes, so being on board, the onboard experience from a wellness perspective is getting a lot better.
It is getting better. All right, fair enough. That's great, because I think as we travel by plane, sometimes we think this is a real drag, but it is nice to think, oh, maybe the air quality is better and what have you. So real quick before I leave you, BC. Should we mention BC?
Well, we have to mention British Columbia, because Harry and Meghan spending their holidays there and quite a bit of time there have really, if you didn't think it was on the map, it's really on the map now. And we're happy to have both of them here in Canada.
Maybe they're moving there.
Well, they might consider it, yes. It is part of the Commonwealth, and it is Harry's mission to continue supporting the Queen and the Commonwealth.
Right, even though he is departing a little bit as of today, which is fascinating. The complete article, by the way, The World is Your Oyster, 20 Reasons to Travel in 2020. You can find it at everythingzoomer.com. And Vivian Vassos, just a pleasure to be with you. And I always learn so much when I spend some time with you. So thank you for being here this afternoon.
Thank you. Book that ticket to Vegas.
Book that ticket. Thank you. I will. A little Gershwin music here on the New Classical FM.